executive?
Make a motion, we come out of executive.
Second.
Second, I have a motion on the floor, Councilman Redcorn, seconded by Councilwoman Irwin, to come out of executive, no discussion, call for the question, please.
Councilman Chisholm?
Yes.
Councilman Kraft?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Fitch?
Yes.
We're out of executive, I'd like to have Mr. Park come on up here, and please, thank you for your patience. The council has only received little information, so if you will, tell them exactly what happened out there on our place.
This is on, in regards to the oil lease near, it's Ford 1A lease, I'm the operator, William M. Park. I drilled the first well in 1979.
That was a great year.
Then, get my stuff here in the row. The Ford, that was the Ford 1A, then the Ford 2A was built in 1980, along with the Ford 3A, which is a saltwater disposal well, in 1980. We drilled two wells in 1980 on this quarter. Now this quarter is involving the Osage Casino. And when the Osage Casino was being developed, there was a contractor by the name of Ira Wheeler, who I guess worked for the nation, Osage Nation. And I happen to know Ira quite well. I know his family. We grew up in Sperry and went to school together. I went to school with his brother. He was in my class. But to make a long story short, he came to me during the construction of the building, the casino, and said he was going to have to take out my flow line and electric line and that he would replace it. I said, do what needs to be done. Since I am a shareholder, I'm a producer, I'm a landowner, I can see all sides of the problems. Being a landowner, I can see being a producer and a shareholder. You want the bang for your bucks. Anyway, Ira unexpectedly passes away. During this time, during the construction of the casino, the building mobile homes were set up on the south side of 36th Street North. And I went in and I said, could I get my lines restored? A couple of times, maybe more, after he passed. And it never happened. I let it slide, so, you know, I'm just, in some ways, I kind of look at myself as maybe I didn't go to the proper authorities. I didn't run the proper area to get this done, talk to the right people. I probably should have come and beat on the council's door, but I didn't do it. I have other areas, I have other leases, now, because of the additional development of the casino, I really have always wanted my lines replaced. It just never happened. But now they're saying either move my pump jacks, take the existing what little flow line and electric line is there and remove it, cap the well. Move my pump jack off of number two. Only the number two well. Now I'm still producing the 1A well and my disposal. Back when I first drilled the wells, of course they came in stronger than they're producing today.
Typically.
Okay. But if I keep the lease, what am I going to be dealing with further expansion? Right now I've got huge mounds of dirt on all sides of my tank, on the north side of my tank battery.
Yes, sir.
I've worked with a contractor who's very congenial, easy to work with. I've told him about my flow lines and electric lines that they're running over with the big earth movers.
From 1A?
For the one, not the 1A, for my disposal.
Okay.
Disposal line.
Yes, sir.
The 2A, probably six, I'm going to say 600-700 foot, don't hold me because I didn't roll it out.
That was my next question.
But the electric line and flow lines are gone. They've took that up a long time ago.
To 2A?
To the 2A. That's the one that the BIA has come to me and said, take my pump jack, get my pump jack off, get my flow line, existing flow line that they can see, and electric line out, get rid of it.
May I stop you every once in a while? Is that all in the same quarter section?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Could you have, give us that quarter section?
I actually owned this. This is in the northeast quarter of 15.
Which is the bottom of that quadrant.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also own the southeast quarter of 15. That belongs to my Tulsa number one lease, which...
Yes, sir.
Okay.
At the side of the tank battery.
Yes, sir.
That's where we met in 1980.
Yeah. Now, that lease is where the casino is now sitting on. It also encompasses that old Tulsa North Airport.
That's correct, airport.
Yeah.
Patriot, municipal.
So my line, but the boundary lines go, I'm on the, my big concern now is, yes, I would like my lead line, flow line to be restored.
Sure.
But I can see both sides from the further development of the casino. What am I going to be faced with as far as liability? What am I going to be faced with existing operation, future operation? Okay, if I need to bring in a service truck, frac truck, whatever, down the road to either develop and try another lease, another zone, clean up the existing zones, with future development, what am I going to be faced with?
I personally was thinking on ingress and egress that we would target exactly that, your road, flow lines, yeah. Electrical lines.
Right.
Okay. Go right ahead.
And we're not talking excessive production by all means, but, a barrel and a half.
Every barrel's important to
whatever.
Us.
Whatever. I don't know. I really need, if I maintain this lease, I need to go in and I'm currently getting rid of water in the Burgess sand. I need to come up to the Bartlesville, which is the production I'm producing from in the production zone. And put water back into Bartlesville for longevity, pressure maintenance.
Under the new sand element. Yeah, instead of that other. How deep's the Burgess, 1700 or something?
About 16.
It's been a long time since I looked at it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the reason I started there, it was that prettiest white of sand you ever seen when I drilled it, and I figured it'd take a lot of water. It takes water, but not as good as the Bartlesville would.
Yes, sir. Dual completion of the well.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, is that I haven't been on there in so long.
Yes.
But what would it take, would at least just say number one, we get the flow line put back in.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is he's got to have a road to this well.
Mm-hmm.
Can we go down the road and put it in? Or is it, what's going to be the most?
I don't know where the development's going to be.
Well,
right,
that's
now,
what I'm asking is that.
Right now I have to come. The way I'd always came to that well was through, if you recall, there was a place called Allied Helicopter. Well,
mm-hmm.
Now
yeah.
I would come through their lot, but now I was coming through when the Votech School built, I would come down to Votech School and in.
Yes, well, how we did.
So all that's being changed.
Yes, sir.
My question is, at some point, would it be better, I have to look at it from the producing standpoint?
Yes, sir.
And would this be better if I sold the lease to the nation? I mean, if they just took the lease and done what they wanted to with the production, I know this might not be good for the mineral estate, but are we looking at what's best for ever, the concern of the nation? I don't know.
We're minerals here.
Now, hang on, let him finish.
Is this something that is going to hurt the longevity of the nation in the gambling end of it? Are we talking about something that would be better not to be there for that standpoint? For me, probably wouldn't, but then I have to look at, realistically, what's the liability going to be? I don't know. To me, you tell me.
I'm going to actually have Councilman Crown, then Councilman Irwin.
Well, you kind of talked around part of what I was going to ask you. Let me make sure I got it straight. It's all on one quarter, you're still held by production on this other well.
Yes, sir.
So you don't have a problem with held by production, you have a problem with that now that well's in the way, and so they're telling you that you have to plug it, even though you had made an agreement earlier. But the first construction, that they were going to fix your stuff for you.
That's right.
So rather than asking it from the nation's point of view in terms of what would be better, I want to ask it from your point of view. Would you rather get out of at least that portion of it? If it can, I don't know whether your other well is far enough away. I'm having trouble visualizing this. But take, for instance, at Sand Springs. That was done before I was a council member. But we had a settlement come into us, our portion of it. But there was a well in the way of the Sand Springs Casino. Mm-hmm. And the nation bought him out of that in some fashion.
That's correct.
And we got a portion for our loss of it.
You should.
And, you know, that production there.
A percentage.
A percent.
Everett, what happened with the food line?
I'm going to answer that here.
Okay, yeah.
So what I'm asking you is, and you know, we're not the casino, we're not the nation, but you know, all this affects us, and we should be looking at getting some damages on this, no matter how it turned out. You hadn't been able to produce that for a while. So, in your mind, would you rather just on the area that's obviously going to be part of this new casino and stuff? Would you rather distance yourself, get paid something for that, and go to and hold on production, or would you rather? What's the best deal for you that you want to have happen?
Being that the casino and the development is not going to go away,
no.
I would probably just as soon be out of the area.
Of the whole 160-acre tract, because you've already lost what?
That's right.
X amount.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to. I really haven't lost anything now, sir.
Perfect.
But
or you're very honest, man.
Well, you lost production for.
Yeah. You've had a well there 37 years, and the casino's only been there 10.
30-some years I've lost probably barrel and a half.
I'm going to say two.
Now, let me tell you, I will say this. I don't know if you recall or if it has even been thought of, but when the city of Tulsa bought out and made the Osage, I saw to it that you received $90-some thousand.
On the expansion of the expressway, and they're going to put in the toll road right now.
Losing some production from wells.
I was with NCOG at the time, yes. If you wouldn't mind, I'd like to go ahead and have my Councilwoman Irwin.
I'm a little confused here. I want you to straighten something out for me. You've got a disposal line to a to the well, and it's still on there, and it's, you're still using it, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
But you said you had big earth-moving machines going over that line. Have you checked the line? I mean, did they damage your line?
They were starting to excessively. They're still doing it.
Yeah.
They're going over it, and I told them, I said, you know, I didn't bury my lines for earth movers to continually go over. And really, even during the expansion of the casino, no one really ever called and told me, this is what they're going to do. We're going to, in the long run, this is what the areas we're going to need. And even today, in the new development, no one's really ever called and said, we're going to be putting dirt here, there, or whatever. Because I looked at it like this, being part of the tribe myself, it's their land, you can do what you want to with it. But the contractor, after I told him about running over the lines, he immediately, I said, if you could put me some more fill over these lines for that earth mover, won't mash those lines down and get them, especially my electric line, against them sandstone rocks, and going to have a short to them.
Well, you still probably could have problems.
They work real well with contractors.
Today.
What I asked them, they did.
I'd like to hear from Councilman Chishwell.
Okay, over the hill from where you're at, down, coming up over, remember whenever they built the food line down there? It's like some sort of church now.
Yeah.
There was one or two wells that were right in the middle of that.
And next to the school.
Yeah, and what did we wind up having done there?
Well, on one of them, they were plugged, and the other one was left.
Okay.
But what we're looking at is the same initiation I took care of at Skytooth Lake. It's just like the casinos, the lake.
Yeah.
His footprint, and this is another thing too, is that not unless he wants to drop $4 million on a horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of thinking what Councilman Crumb's thinking about. May I speak openly? No one requested that money from this man. It was sent, it's only the right thing to do, but it set a precedent about something else. It goes into our PL account, goes right back out to the shareholder. We've got to look at two situations here. One of them is the casino. I just happen to be the guy that bought the land.
Okay.
So I did the projections. The other, I knew they'd run into this. What they should have done is relocated his lines, got him out of the way, and gave him the road by his tank battery, go to the backside, turn in, come in the other way.
Yeah, have his ingress and egress. Yeah.
Forever. Because we'll never get to that end. Now, I don't know why we would actually run into this now, but I think we have two options here, and I'll bring up what I think. Number one is that we get into a question about he can't use this well. Secondly, if anything goes down now, you know what's going to happen. They're going to run right in here and say, well, the man's not producing it, so it's terminated. We can't let that happen, number one. Secondly is that it's been so long that I can't remember how many rods it's going to take to get him in and out of there. Now, he owns a piece of a lease that he can never go into, not unless we put the horizontal underneath it. And that's underneath the casino. Now, we haven't done 3D out there, and I'm just going to go ahead and say that's one of the issues in Washington we're going to bring that, or at least I am. We have not had a program take care of his lease, and this is just me talking.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to initiate two things. If we do it like we did the lake, Councilman Crumb's right. He gets X amount, we get X amount, and then we put it in a PL account and it goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we close that for drilling. But it's not no sweetheart deal. We had to pay. Someone's got to pay for that.
We're losing it.
Council.
There's actually another example that came to me. It wasn't with the nation, but it was with ADOT or ODOT. Remember out here where they, when we first came to them, there were some wells that they had to plug and
yes.
take out of production. Before we even were involved in it, they'd already settled
yes.
with the companies. about taking those out.
That's correct.
So the precedent has been that whenever a development, whether it be ODOT or the casino or the lakes or whatever, if it's going to be impractical for you to own and maintain that, there needs to be some kind of a settlement with you about your losses on it, and a settlement with us about our share of the losses on it. That's been the precedent that I can see every time.
Now, would you answer who pays it?
No, Osage Nation's going to pay it. Or perhaps the way they're organized, maybe the casino, whatever, you know, however that's organized to pay it. Because that's theirs, you know. I mean, it's them that come out. So, that's when I asked you right up front whether you feel it's probably the best interest to you not to try and fight this deal for the next 20 years.
It is.
Or if you wanted us to help you fight it to maintain the wells that are there and to do it, I'd be willing to try and go either direction. Well, it looks to me like maybe the simplest way out of this deal is to go for damages for the casino.
Well, in your last paragraph there, you say that you would ask that the nation purchase this lease at a fair market price to be negotiated by the nation and Mr. Parks, but in that you should include and the Minerals Council.
Okay. Do you want me to rewrite that?
Well,
in the next step, because you are going to have a letter sent out that I think gives us what you really want to do, because right now we're looking at options, then we can send you the resolution with our support in this effort. You are so unique that there's only a few of us that are in this arena. Some of us have never been. You are all three things. And we appreciate that, because number one, you know this side of the production. Number two, you know the land ownership. And the third and most important is that you're a shareholder. Okay. And that's my first. Thank you. Council, did you see anything else you'd like to add?
No. Does he need to come back?
I would like to let Mr. Park go home and to go and start with a letter that is specific on what you would like us to do next. I went ahead and talked to the Bureau of Indian Affairs. They'll do whatever we decide to do with you. And that's as far as, let's wait until we see what you want. And I think that would be, Second Chair is correct. We'll have to be on that with you. Yes, sir. I might as well go ahead and throw it out. It's usually optioned out at 18% to 20%.
I have a deadline on my new compliance, which they gave me an extension of 90 days.
Don't worry about that. I took care of it already before you got here.
It's due March 26th.
I took care of it. Don't worry about it. And then what we'll do is the 22nd, we'll confirm it when my superintendent said it. I actually called ahead of you, sir.
Thank you.
You're my shareholder. I'm allowed to do that on behalf of a shareholder, not a producer, not a landowner, even if they're upset. I represent the shareholder. And with that, we're going to set our date for the 22nd. If you could come back to us with what you feel are your options, we'll be ready to entertain it. Council, is there any other questions?
No.
Seeing none, Mr. Park, thank you so much. It's good to see you again.
Thank you, dear Mr. Park.
Perfect.
With the closing remarks, I have our agenda item, Councilwoman Boone, for the D.C. trip.
I just, looking over this agenda that I just pulled off my computer today, I see some things on here, but I don't know what you're going to discuss. This is not, I'm assuming that this was not the Minerals Council agenda, is that correct?
That's correct.
Well, on Tuesday, March the 14th, the first day that you're there, there's an hour and a half you're going to spend with Congressman Frank Lucas. And I was curious as to know what you guys are going to discuss with him.
I'm going to listen. It might be very informational for us to be hearing that.
And on the second day, where you will see Senator James Lankford for about 45 minutes. Again, I'm asking, what are you guys going to discuss?
The Lankford effort, the only thing I can see that even comes close to us is any of the EPA requests. Wait, let me add this into it. Our attorney, Tom Fredericks, asked for three issues. Number one, these gentlemen on some of these items is the money you ladies went up for, the $5 million got cut out of the BLM.
Well, that would be at the 1 o'clock, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm just going to add the three that I'm going to talk about, and the 900,000 that is digitalization that we're going to move over here for the Bureau. Mr. Frederick said that's not no longer in there, so I was supposed to request it.
Yeah.
And then the other is take the resolution from the council concerning the CFRs, and what I'm going to, only thing I'm going to add to it, as our attorney talked about, is we want to review those.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all I'm going to say. You're going to have people there with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third is going to be the EIS. Our attorney says, let's get that in, or go ahead and get that in the books and go on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you, Bert.
And so my question would be then, on the very first meeting that you have on 9 o'clock on Tuesday, March the 14th.
I'm wondering
who is Venable LLP? Who is that?
I didn't know
that. He's the man that does the scheduling, David Mullen.
That's David Mullen.
Oh, this is the chief's attorney's office then.
That would be my guess.
No.
Okay. And so my
stop guessing. I see someone off behind you. That's who it is.
And so my other question would be then, are we going to have a representative, an attorney representative for the Minerals Council present during these couple of days?
We could possibly. I was also asked by Mr. Fredericks if you wanted Raleigh Wilson there.
Well, it would be It would be my request, since we are entitled to legal representation, that we have him there. If you're going to have the chief's attorney, then it's only right that we have our attorney as well representing our issues. And what I would also request of those who are going, and Mr. Chairman, I'm asking this specifically for you because
yes.
you are our speaker.
Yes.
I would like for you to make it clear that we are the correct speaker for the Minerals Council and anything pertaining to it. I want it to be made clear that the Osage tribe is different than any other tribe in the United States.
I can do all that.
I went to a shareholder meeting on February the 26th, and I heard the chief, Jeffrey Standing Bear, say not once but twice that the Minerals Council is not doing their job. He made that clear in that meeting. And so if what Councilwoman Irwin is speculating will happen, I would ask that you all be on your toes and not be sucked into that situation.
I wouldn't allow that ever, but I appreciate your comment, and I don't think neither was she or she or him.
Well, and he specifically said, because he was at the table next to me, that
yes.
the Minerals Council is not doing their job,
yes.
and I said, I do not appreciate that comment, and he turned right back around to me and said, the Minerals Council is not doing their job. So he has always said in the past that he would support the Minerals Council. And again, in this same Osage shareholder meeting, he made the comment regarding the negotiated rules that he wanted them to hurry up and be finished. And I would like for you to carry copies of our resolution that says we want that to wait. And should any of these offices that you're going to approach ask about that situation, I would like for you to give them a copy of our resolution stating we do not want that to be a hurried up situation.
And I'm going to add in, we definitely want the review process to go to the ones we decide.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Councilwoman, wait, look at me first.
Okay.
You bring the copies of that with you.
Copies of the copies of your thing?
Well, you just talked about it.
Yeah,
that's,
okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine. Thank you.
I'll get with Cynthia and she can give me all and make sure that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you,
problem.
Councilwoman. Councilman Crown and Councilman Redmond.
I just wanted to do a little nuts and bolts clean up on here. We're talking about an hour and a half here and all that. If you look at the schedule, it also includes traveling on each one of them, say, for instance, on the...
Rayburn to the Dirksen Building, it's gonna take 22 minutes if we even get a taxi in the front door.
Right, and each one of them do that, you know, they, you go from Senate Russell to Senate Rayburn, or the Rayburn Building, Senate Dirksen, and that happens each time, so, so these times of being an hour and a half meeting are not gonna happen, you know, we're gonna have a...
I told you it's a meet and greet, and that's about all we're gonna get in.
Right, so as far as getting into very many details, I fear from looking at this, I hope, I have some hope about Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. with the OIED, that we can perhaps do some clarification on where we're at on you know, that data situation and what they're willing to help us, make sure that gets through and get us some money.
Yes, sir, on the 73,000 RFP, and then if it's projected higher than that, I'm gonna have to come back to council anyway.
Zach Stevens was in it, and it looks like many deeds also, so maybe we've got the right people in the room to expedite that little deal, if there's anything to be expedited from there yet.
Okay.
But other than that, I don't have...
Your last, Councilman Rick.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, I'd like to make the statement here that the most important people that we talk to here are our senators and our congressmen. Congressman Cole, he's the one you want to talk to about the monies. He is the one, and it's $980,000 on the data. Okay? And I don't believe, it's my understanding, there was only going to be a meet and greet at Senator James Lankford's, that we weren't going to spend any time with him or his chief of staff. That's the memo I sent to Jeffrey, said, don't you think that, you know, that we should need to spend a little time with him over there? I got no response. This is what I got, an agenda. So, they're very important. Mr. Lankford sits on that Indian Affairs Commission, and I think it's important that we do visit with him. And I noticed the Inhofe isn't on here either, so I don't know what we're doing here.
I can tell you about Inhofe, and Lankford might not even be there because of the 8 people that died in that fire.
That's right.
In Kansas and Oklahoma, so that's number one. Number two is that I was under the same impression of the other. I thought if we had to meet with the Department of Interior, it was targeted, as you and I looked at the other day in the office for the Wednesday, I would appreciate Raleigh being there. And that's just what I wanted to answer, but I have no problem with that.
Are we gonna ask Raleigh to be there?
Yes, you are.
Okay, I'll call him today.
Yes.
And again, for the record, I'd just like to express my disappointment in the fact that the Minerals Council is going to DC, but there is no meeting with our trustee.
Actually, it's Mini Deeds is going to be the closest thing, and then we also have the Department of Energy that has offered us some help on possible items of which we have been told in this room. And before we leave Mike Black, we need to ask him for what he told us in that chair over funding availability for administration costs and others.
I didn't think we could see the
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. I got a phone. I can call him.
Okay.
I just want you all to be agreeable to it.
Well, you can call Tom while you're
there. It'll really help when I have those people in the room. I understand also that I think that the one that's really targeted the most of hearing 1906, our endeavors, is Mr. Cole. He's going to be the OMB funding manager. And that's going to be our contact, is the OMB. So, thank you.
EIS, my understanding that as of today, I got a message that Lynn Energy, they're through with their bankruptcy, so therefore the Donaldson case is back on. Okay. We have to have 3 things in place to get a category exclusion. If the Donaldson case is back on, well, then that nips that in the bud. One of the other things we had to have was an EIS. So I'm tired of fooling with the EIS too, but they've got a schedule set up where it's not going to be through with until the end of the year because of all the public hearings.
We'll make sure we give them their address for the lawsuits.
Okay. All right. But I just wanted you to know that the category exclusion, I don't know about it.
Let me play that card.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe I read somewhere where the Trump administration has put all EPA and EIS projects on hold.
Certain ones. That's laws where they said if you change a regulation to add one, you take two out. We're not going to fall under that environment because we have a 1906 Indian federal law that protects us from all comers.
Okay, all right, thank you.
All right, is there anything else you'd like to add, Second Chairman? Would you, oh, we need to talk about our minute meetings. Those will be reviewed and voted on Wednesday, the 22nd. I'm going to have Mr. Brock go ahead and make the announcement on website that we have rescheduled our regular meeting. Committee reports will be taken care of Wednesday. Media, did you want us to talk about it or wait till the 22nd? No, he actually has Steph out to take care of us.
Well, I think he's ready to send the newsletter out. What he needs is just a summary from our attorney, Fredericks.
Thank you, then we'll review it. You have the copy print, it's ready to go. Mr. Fredericks, Councilman Redcorn and I have talked about, we want to hit him one more time. Our attorney to see if there's any updates to add to this newsletter. And with that, I take an entertaining motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Redcorn, second by Councilwoman Irwin. No discussion, call for the question.
Councilman Crowe?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwal?
Yes.
I want the Lord to take care of us till we get back here the 22nd. We're going to cover this earth, this Mahjong, wherever Osage goes, the Lord goes with us. Help our children. Thank you.